This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Enjoy this now, Solana, because come tomorrow, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. It's going to be Motley Crue.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Jimmy, you'll be back. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Lots going on at Funky Buddha Brewery. They've got their new beer, Lemon Meringue Pie. Pour yourself a nice slice of pie. Deliciously crisp blonde ale.
Deliciously?
Blended with tart lemon juice and sticky vanilla for a pie flavor. Huh. They've got a spring dinner. Let your taste buds blossom this spring at their beer pairing dinner, April 11th, a Friday night, a night of expertly paired bites and brews. Tickets are limited. You can grab yours now at funkybuddha.com. And the next official Florida Panthers watch party at Funky Buddha is April 2nd. They're going to have prizes, mascot appearances, and more. Lots going on at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Ryan, the owner of Funky Buddha, he texted me this morning telling me that he's inviting me and Lori to some party. And he knows that I hate that. I don't go to parties. I don't like that. I don't like, he does a big Thanksgiving. And, you know, I don't have family anywhere here. Neither does Lori. Our son's at college. So it's always just the two of us for holidays. And he always invites us, and I always decline. I don't want to go to anybody's party. I don't want to talk to people. And so he's like, yeah, I'm going to invite you guys to a big party. I have a lot of people coming. And I just texted him. I said, I'm busy. And he said, I'm going to do it through Lori. Like, and we're going to do it around your schedule. I'm telling you right now, I'm not going.
Why, though? I don't understand. I mean, your job is to talk to people.
That's right. That's right. And when I'm done doing that job, I don't want to do it anymore. That's exactly it. Most people look forward to going to a party
because
they've got a lot of things that they want to get off their chest. Mm-hmm. I've gotten everything off my chest. Hmm. Half the stuff I get off my chest, I'm just making up.
But I mean,
I might get to a party. I don't want to do it anymore.
You go to a party. They got some dip with some chips. Hey, who doesn't love that? Appetizers. And, you know, owner Funky Buddha is going to have a spread. I mean, do a little something different every now and then, Hawk.
It's enough already.
All right.
We'll get some headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
The Miami Heat basically won their version of a championship last night because Jimmy Butler came back to Miami and he finished 5 of 12, 0 of 2 from 3. He didn't hit a 3, Hawk. That has to feel good as well. And just 11 points. And the Miami Heat blew out the Golden State Warriors. They outscored them 29-16 in the fourth quarter. Bam posterized Jimmy on the second play of the game. And the Heat never looked back. They led from start to finish. I believe that's only the third or fourth time they've done that to anybody all season this year. The most complete win of the season, spoiling the Jimmy Butler revenge game.
You know, that has me honked off, and I was thinking as I'm talking about Funky Buddha, they should add this to their menu. They don't have chili on their menu, do they?
On their menu? I don't know. Let me check their menu. I'll check.
You made me laugh today because I'm so phlegmy.
You have the menu up over there, Steven? I'll check their menu. I don't know.
All right. So I saw that Cheesecake Factory, Solana had let me know while I was gone, Cheesecake Factory is eliminating 13 menu items.
Crazy.
One of the things they've eliminated is the white chicken chili, which has been a staple on their menu for a long time. I love that menu item. I am publicly calling on Funky Buddha Brewery now and Chef Jeff to add white chicken chili to the menu because Cheesecake Factory doesn't want it. So just claim it.
So they didn't want to do nachos, even though, I mean, you couldn't be more right about the entire situation.
Couldn't be more right.
Couldn't be more right about it. But now you think they're going to do white chicken chili?
Yeah, because it's cutesy enough for them.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Nachos, gotcha. It's they argue it because it's so ordinary, you know. So they need something cutesy. White chicken chili happens to be cutesy. Just claim it for yourselves, Funky Buddha.
So what you're saying is something nobody wants to order is what they want to put on their menu?
Well, they want to make nachos with duck on it, so yes.
All right, well, if that's the case, Funky Buddha, if you're just trying to add things to your menu that nobody wants.
It's just crazy that we can't get the white chicken chili at Cheesecake Factory anymore. I mean, honestly, the menu's the biggest menu in all of restaurants. They can't have room. They can't keep the ingredients in their kitchen for the white chicken chili.
What came in that white chicken chili? What were the ingredients?
Well, I'm guessing chicken and beans and some chili sauce. I don't know. I didn't make it. I order it. So I go to a restaurant. I'm not a cook.
but in other words, was it white chicken or was the chili white? Like I'm struggling to understand what exactly made it white chicken chili. Was it the fact that they were using white chicken, like white meat chicken?
I just thought it was because I was ordering it.
So they still have black chicken chili then?
Depends who's there.
Okay. Hawk, there's 3,472 other items you can order at Cheesecake Factory.
Which is crazy that they took the best item out of all those items. How'd they take the best one off the menu?
There's no way you actually ordered white chicken chili at Cheesecake
Constantly.
Factory.
Constantly. like
no way,
do a Twitter search, Mark Hochman, white chicken chili. You'll see tweets about it.
Nah.
It's their best menu item.
Nah, there's no way. White chicken chili. Chili.
At Mark Hochman.
This is unbelievable. You've ordered that a million times.
I love white chicken chili.
You tweeted this in 2021. With the Dolphins in Cincinnati, my Twitter feed is filled with takes about chili. Here's my Mount Rushmore of chili. Skyline chili, five-way, trash. Mm. Wendy's chili with the saltines, good chili.
So good.
Hooters chili with cheese and onions.
Very good.
Cheesecake Factory white chicken chili.
You think I'm making this up?
Bro, with all the things, you can get a chicken piccata at Cheesecake Factory. With all the things you can get there, you're getting chili?
That's how good that white chicken chili was.
Oh, my God, man. Crazy.
Anyway, back to the headlines. I digress.
some of the things that they're getting rid of, by the way, Cheesecake Factory, it's just ridiculous that they had that on their menu.
Right. So, well, like this one, everything flatbread pizza.
What does that mean, right, though? What does that mean?
It's just whatever they have in the kitchen, they put it on there. It's like sometimes it would come out as a flatbread, they would just put a whole head of lettuce. It's just whatever they had there. But then the mushroom burger, that seems like it would be popular. That's surprising.
Yeah.
Seared ahi tuna salad, surprising. That's mm-hmm. a common, I think, a fairly common order. Spicy cashew chicken. I mean, everybody loves cashew chicken.
For sure.
Bistro shrimp pasta. Who doesn't like? They have all that stuff there. Why do you take it off the menu? Fried shrimp platter? You can't get fried shrimp at Cheesecake Factory? I never would, but I mean, I wouldn't get any of these items except the white chicken chili. Petite filet. Oh, I love a petite filet.
Mm-hmm.
Loaded mashed potato omelet.
That's the one that really struck me as odd. Mashed potato on top of omelet? That doesn't resonate with me at all.
They're getting rid of a couple Skinnylicious menu items. Lori and I usually order off the Skinnylicious menu.
Crazy. You're at Cheesecake Factory. Who are you fooling, man? Who are you fooling? That white
their
chicken
food,
chili is 17,000 calories. Who are you
their
fooling?
Food is so good. So it's funny. They do have a portion of the white chicken chili on the regular menu. They also have a portion on the Skinnylicious menu, which is what I get. It's just a smaller portion, I'm guessing. I can't imagine there's different ingredients. But I have to tell you, Cheesecake Factory, people like to hate on it. That food is so good. I put that up against anything.
Yeah.
You get a better steak at Cheesecake Factory than you do Peter Luger.
I always take it a step too far. I get it, though, man. Like, it's not an authentic Italian restaurant like Olive Garden, but you go to the Cheesecake Factory, you get a bowl of whatever, right? Like a bowl of spaghetti.
White chicken chili.
You get a bowl of spaghetti, you get spaghetti meatballs, or maybe you're feeling like having American food, you get a cheeseburger, maybe you want their French onion dip. They have everything. What do you want? They have it. It's incredible.
But it's all great. Their best menu item is really the crusted chicken Romano.
It is. That is fire.
Yeah.
You know, I've never had a cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory. I've never had a slice of cheesecake.
Their red velvet cheesecake is just, I mean, something special.
That's a trash flavor. All right. The Heat are going to play tomorrow. Alec Burks and Duncan are questionable for the game tomorrow. They're both on the injury report. Alec Burks filled in great. And by the way, we got a Nico Jovic update from Coach Spo yesterday. Nico Jovic progressing, cleared for on-court activities at practice.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So Brad Marchand probably going to play on Friday, and Nico making his way back to the lineup at some point soon.
Telling you, man, Nico's heater getting hot at the right time. Nico Jovic comes back. We might be looking at another 2023-esque run. That's all I'm saying.
Could end up in the top four seed, no?
Yeah, I think we could. Yeah.
If they go 30-0 in the final 10 games?
Yeah, if they go 30-0 in the final 10 games, I think there's like a 72% chance they're a top four seed. Yeah.
All right.
You got Novak Djokovic playing in the Miami Open tonight, and there was some Marlins video posted earlier. If anybody wants to go check it out, we talked about it. But ahead of opening day tomorrow, Dan Marino, second best number 13 in South Florida sports history, will be throwing out the opening pitch, the ceremonial opening pitch. I can't imagine Dan Marino, who still moves very well, will be taken out there in a golf cart, a la Muhammad Ali, right? Like he'll walk out there.
The question is he going to throw a heater like I did? Because he's got a pretty good arm. I don't know if you remember him playing for the Dolphins. He's got a pretty good arm.
He's up there in age, though, no?
Sure.
You don't want to tear a rotator cuff here, throwing out the first pitch. You're Dan Marino. Yeah. Hawk, I may be throwing out a first pitch at an FIU baseball game coming up in a couple weeks.
Oh, that will be something.
Maybe.
Why don't we make it that we all throw it out together and we'll see who can throw the best heat?
Well, no. I mean, this is to honor me. So you can hit the bricks, brother.
You know, the Marlins, speaking of the Marlins, Barry Jackson posted a column in the Miami Herald about opening day tomorrow and, you know, a lot of his Marlins thoughts. There's something that just jumps out at you. Do you know what the Marlins payroll is?
I remember reading the article a couple weeks ago.
And this doesn't include, because there's money owed players that aren't on the team any longer. But
28
the
million?
Actual payroll, $47 million,
okay,
is the actual payroll. I want you to know how this compares to teams in their division, okay? The Marlins payroll, $47 million. The Mets in the division, $312 million. The Phillies, $278 million.
Jeez.
The Braves, $206 million. And the Nationals, $98 million. And then you go to $47 million for the Marlins.
Bend it like Bendix, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Sign me up. Let's go. I'm all in. You win with nothing, Hawk, and you're going to enjoy it. You're going to love it.
All right.
Watch Matt Mervis hit a couple ding-dongs.
I'm betting Matt Mervis props tomorrow. Absolutely.
Nerfy, minus 175. Maybe we'll parlay it. Mervis home run. Nerfy.
Yeah, any Mervis props up yet?
No. You think they're going to put Mervis props up?
Yeah. I mean, you have player props during every game. He's one of the few guys. I mean, he had four ding-dongs in spring.
Okay. Have you learned the opening, like the lineup yet? Do we know what the opening lineup is?
I mean, I don't think it's much of a question. I don't know what it is, but I don't think that there's a lot of things left for chance.
All right. All right, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Gorgeous afternoon right now. Tonight, the lows, they're going to drop into the mid-60s, upper 70s. Today, by the way, happens to be a ton of celebrity birthdays.
To upper 70s is a huge span.
Mid-60s to upper 60s, excuse me. Justice Winslow turns 29 today, Hawk. That's crazy. Guy's 29 years old, drafted him with the 10th overall pick. He's playing in the G League right now.
What could have been.
Yeah. Diana Ross turns 81 today. Diana Ross.
Steven Tyler, 77.
Only thing I know about Steven Tyler, I saw a video. Am I thinking of the right guy?
I don't know. He's the lead singer of Aerosmith.
Huh. Nah, I'm probably thinking about somebody else then.
Who are you thinking of?
I don't know. Is that the guy that they had a sex tape or whatever? Steven Tyler? Am I thinking of the right guy?
No. You're thinking of Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee. That's right.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I'm sure Steven Tyler's throwing down a hammer as well. Anything else?
I think that's about it. Back to you.
Man, a little something working in my chest there. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. We'll have some good vibes tomorrow, by the way. It'll be opening day. So we'll and Jim Larinaga will join us because it's Thursday. We'll play our take me out to the ball games, and then we'll kind of all watch the Marlins game together while we do the show, at least for the final couple hours of the show tomorrow. I always enjoy opening day. Maybe you want to watch it at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. Got a lot of TVs over there. There is a little bit of breaking news as we end the show this afternoon. Adam Schefter tweets out the Tennessee Titans have signed Tim Boyle. So maybe they're not taking Cam Ward with the number one overall pick. Maybe they'll go with Tim Boyle. No, they're not. But they are signing Tim Boyle. Inexplicable that guy is still getting signed by NFL teams. Tim Boyle played for the Packers, Lions, Bears, Jets, Texans, Giants, and of course, our Miami Dolphins. All right, before we get out of here tonight and make room for Hurricane Hotline, Cheetah Pompano, what a great spot to watch a big game or a fight. They got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Tomorrow, the college basketball tournament kicks up again. It's not only opening day. You get college tournament hoops again. Watch it all at Cheetah. And you know Cheetah Pompano. They've got an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6. Got a full dinner menu in the evening. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. You can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. That is going to do it for us on this Wednesday. Everybody, have a great and safe Wednesday night. We will speak with you on opening day mañana.